products, but the child is holding a teddy bear, and this teddy bear is dressed up in BDSM. Like,
you guys tagged me like crazy in this video, and well, for good reason. She is 100% right. Balenciaga, we need some answers. Twice on their website, they have a child holding a teddy bear that is dressed in BDSM style attire. Harnesses, garters, collars, you name it. Not only that, but the teddy bear on the homepage has panda eyes. I'll let you Google that one. Oh, but it goes so much deeper, and this girl that I stitched this with originally did some digging. So if you watch her video, she explains how if you scroll down the website a little bit, there's an advertisement for a purse, and the purse is on top of what looks like a bunch of documents and paper. But if you zoom in to one of the papers seen here, you see there's some words around sexual intercourse and the end of the name of what is called the Free Speech Coalition. The girl did some digging into the Free Speech Coalition, and it brought up the Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition, which was all about the Free Speech Coalition claiming that the persecution of is actually a violation to the First Amendment. So this girl's digging stopped there, but I dug just a little bit deeper and actually found the paragraph that this comes from, which actually comes from the Supreme Court versus Williams, which was a whole nother case about. In the versus William case, they were basically saying that the current definitions and terms that constituted pandering of, which is basically promoting it, were too broad and vague. And that this man, the Williams, who had been caught by two undercover agents trying to sell images of his daughter in an inappropriate manner, could not be tied to that definition, and they were using the Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition case as part of their defense. So let's circle all that back around to the fact that there is a snippet of this case advertised on the Balenciaga website, and right above it is a child holding a BDSM teddy bear. Coincidental? I really don't think so.